Well, I mean, when you snap the ball over the quarterback's head, I mean, that's really, you know, more our doing, you know, but no question they're an outstanding football team, and we didn't play well enough to play with them. There was a little bit of cadence issue, and the ball snapped over his head.
Coach, with the safety early and then the run back in the second half, did you feel like you just didn't have enough time to even catch your breath?
Well, I mean, obviously, that's not a good way to start either half. But I think the one in the second half, we hit a pretty good kick. Ball bounced a little bit in their favor, but we didn't tackle well enough to, you know, end up with a good result.
John, were you nervous? I think your squad was nervous out there.
No, I don't think it's nerves. I mean, we've played in a few of these this season, so. You know, just about really, you know, give them credit. You know, they had a lot to do with it, and, you know, in some cases, and in other cases, some of it was self-inflicted.
Do you think it was maybe a matter that, you know, you lose guys like Clady and Miller?
Well, as I told the team, Mike, I mean, you know, this team, I'm still proud of them. Walk out of your heads high. You know, sometimes you're defined how you, you know, handle adversity. I think we still overcame and accomplished a lot. We just came up short tonight. That's not true. Yeah. No, we've been down 21-0. Yeah.
John, you said it came to snap. Did the Seahawks do anything in the line?
No. No.
What did they do to disrupt your passing game and throw it up?
Well, I think, you know, it's a combination of coverage and pressure, like it always is in pass defense. You know, I think, you know, there's a reason why they were the number one team in defense, you know, over the season. So, again, give them credit. They had a lot to do with it, with a combination of coverage and rush. Yeah, I told him he had a great season, really a record-breaking season. We just came up a little short tonight. Well, I think, you know, when you turn the ball over two times, that has a lot to do with time of possession.
Julius Thompson.
You know, I don't think there was I guess there was a sack late. But I thought Peyton did a good job in the pocket. Their pressure did have something to do with it. And, you know, their pass defense is outstanding. You know, it led the league in pass defense. No, they look pretty fast on film, too. So, they're a great defense. You know, I think, that didn't surprise me. You know, I thought they were very good, very fast. They're well coached, and they did an outstanding job.
Coach, I know you did prepare for Percy Harvin. You told your players mm-hmm. you thought he'd be a factor in this game. But is that a case where you just can't replicate his speed?
You know, I think really at the end of it, a couple of the plays that we had practiced against are things that we've seen before. We just didn't execute as well as they did.
Anything final for Coach?
John, in hindsight, you maybe given a little bit more help to the edge. The tackles seem to struggle tonight in the first half. What
we saw. You do what you're capable of. You know, I think, we've mixed and matched that some. I'm not really sure of the stats, but I think there was one sack on the game. They played very well.
Franklin gave up five pressures in the first half. Your left tackle gave up another two. I think you gave up nine in the first half. That's a lot. Is there any numbers or issues?
Well, you obviously have better, access to the stats than I do.
Was it John personally, how difficult it is?
Well, they're all difficult. I mean, this game's only fun when you win. And it doesn't matter which game. At the end of the NFL season, there's one happy camper, and that's the Seattle Seahawks tonight. Not really. Obviously, I would have liked for us to play better, and I feel bad for our fans, our owner, everybody that's, followed the Broncos, all these fans that made the trip out here. I'm disappointed for them, too. Well, I think momentum is important in sports. You know, I think obviously we gave them a little bit of momentum with the first snap.
One decision you had at the end of the half, instead of the field goal there, you go for it on 4th and 2. Just explain what you're thinking.
I'm thinking 3 points wasn't going to make a big difference in the game, and it proved to be true.